Hi, this is Dana Kurtz, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
And welcome, and now it is time for bird merising, yard merising, in fact, most blues wedding, yard birds. Here they are. Here they are, one by one. The drums, Jim McCarty. The rhythm guitar, Chris Dreyer. The bass, Paul Samuel Smith. Lead guitar, Eric Slohan Clapton. The singer and harp, Keith Rowe. Five live Yardbirds.
Starting The Raven and the Blues, loads and loads of memories. I suppose for me, more than anything else, going back to 1964, 46 years ago, the opening night of the new Marquee. The Marquee had been in London for many years, but it was a bit run down, and it closed in 63 for refurbishment, opened up in March 64, and the opening night were the Yardbirds. And featuring Eric Clapton on guitar, that was his very first ever recording, amazingly. I wasn't there, I wish I could say I had been. I was there about a month afterwards for Long John Baldry and his Hoochie Coochie Men and a very young Rod Stewart. Anyway, that's opening up The Raven and the Blues. It came out originally on in 65 or thereabouts on LP, of course, and then on CD in 2003 and just been reissued on eMusic. It's called Five Live. Welcome to the programme, whether you're on Skybird Radio, on Talk Radio Europe in the Costa del Sol, or all the Costas really, or whether you're on MP3. as a podcast, welcome to the program. It's good to be back. I know the shows have been going on for the last 4 or 5 weeks, but I actually haven't been here. I've been travelling. And as that Frank Sinatra number went, it's so nice to be travelling, but it's so much nicer to come home. In some respects, it is. Loads of new material. Also a live guest we held over from last year, and also lots of different things. We opened the show with Dana Kurtz giving me an introduction. She's got a new album out called American Standard, released at the end of this month. And here she is with a track called Lulu Knows. Album. It's been a long time since her last one, One Black Feather. Dana Kurtz, it's called American Standard, comes out at the end of this month, and she's coming to the UK in the spring, and I've put a bid in because it would be lovely to have her back here. I must admit, when she sat and did a session about 4 years ago now here on the houseboat, it was just me and Dana about 4 feet away, and I'm mesmerised by her voice. Great stuff indeed. Okay, staying with the new albums, a new one and a new name to me called Marcus Bonfanti. He is from the UK. I would think fairly young too, from Liverpool University and Music School there. His new album is absolutely fabulous. It's called What Good Am I to You? And here he is with Will Not Play Your Game.
Silence is all a welcome. So why am I standing out in the rain? You leave my girl alone, boy. I will not play your game. Will not play your game. disappearing everywhere. My best laid plans are gone. Avoiding all the poison. I'll take you as you come. Will not play your game. The sky serves to remind me time to time that I won't forget your name. Well, if I turn the other cheek, then you'll surely take from me. So leave my girl alone, boy. Put your hands where I can see. Think of you from time to time, but I won't forget your name. Says all are welcome. So why am I standing out in the rain? You leave my girl alone, boy. I will not play your game. Will not play your game. I may think of you from time to time. Will I ever forget your name?
Will not play your
game. And the sky serves to remind me from time to time.
It's actually a second CD. I missed his first one. His name is Marcus Bonfanti. Did his original training at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts, but he ducked out before he finished, before he graduated. I've got many listeners to the show in the northeast of England, and then Marcus did a fair amount of work up there at the time. His new album is absolutely fabulous. He's touring the UK in the spring of this year. The album has been released. It's out at the end of this month. It's called What Good Am I to You? And that's the first track on the CD, Will Not Play Your Game. The Raven and the Blues. Some bands you remember from your youth, in my case anyway, especially, and that's Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And I'd kind of assumed that Mitch Ryder probably would have passed on because I thought he must be a reasonable age. And well, I was quite surprised, therefore, when I saw an album which had just been released, which features Mitch Ryder live in Bonn in 2008 and still sounding as good as he did way back in the 60s. Here he is with Jenny Take a Ride.
We'll be right back.
Alive and still sounding rather fine. Mitch Ryder, but without the Detroit Wheels now, but from the album which has just been released called Live in Bonn. There he is with a track which actually was a big hit for him, which was a compilation of loads of other well-known numbers, and it was named then Jenny Take a Ride. Okay, on to Grayson Capps' album, which originally came out some 5 years ago now, called If You Knew My Mind. Here he is with Get Back Up.
They try to drag me down, get back up again. Get back up, get back up again. Man by his side, look like the telephone man gave them a ride. Well, they killed my house and left me this way. I bought a kerosene lantern and baby, you know I don't pay. 'Cause they tried to drag me down. They tried. Get back up again. Get back up, get back up again. Yesterday was a very fine day indeed. Yesterday was a very fine day indeed.
Yesterday was a very fine day indeed. 5 weeks have been rather fine too. Grayson Capps from his album If You Knew My Mind came out back in 2005, and that's called Get Back Up. It's the Raven and the Blues. I've just got back from 5 weeks away in Central America, in the country of Belize. Belize is on the east coast of Central America, and whereas the whole of the other countries, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Puerto Rico, etc., are all Spanish-speaking, Belize is English-speaking. It's the only English-speaking country south of the USA. And it's also very Caribbean. Even though it's on the mainland, it's almost like being a Caribbean island. And its influences are wide and various over the years and years it's existed as both Belize and before that British Honduras. But whilst I was there, I met some great people. But one of the places I was staying is way down the south of the country, almost on the border with Guatemala, in a place called Punta Gorda in the province of Toledo. And there my host, Ian and Kate Middleton. Ian is a great lover and believer in Belizean traditional music. And he knew the shaman and the Garifuna musician Paul Nabor and said it was possible I might be able to go and see Paul working and playing in his religious house, his dugu. And it did come about on the 1st of January, I was able to get down and see Paul Nabor. Now, the Garifunas, they're, again, a very unusual race in the sense that they were part of the slave trade in the 1700s, ships were leaving Africa and heading for both America and the Caribbean. In about 1750, on the island of St. Vincent, which is halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, a ship got wrecked, and the cargo, the slaves, as they were, and they weren't slaves at the time, but the cargo, if you like, were able to get ashore. There they settled for a short time, mixed with the Arawak Indians, the local indigenous tribe, and in the end, the British, because they were getting in the way and the British didn't like them, they did, as you could do back in those days and would never dare to do now, they shipped the whole lot, lock, stock and barrel, every Garifuna, every intermingling of this of the slave people who'd come across on the island, and shipped them to an island called Roatan, which is just outside Belize. And there they've existed. The Garifuna have their own music, they have their own culture, and in many cases I was visiting a village called of Barranco, and there, you know, they are untouched by all the other things that have happened around in Belize. In Punta Gorda, Paul Nabor is not only a musician but also a shaman as well. He's the religious leader, and I was so lucky to be able to visit him and meet, if you like, see the band working, not inside the temple but outside. So on drums we've got the big bass drum, which is the leader of the band in a sense. It drikes the rhythm. Then there's a tenor drum. Then there's a lady of a traditional build, I think we should call her, who's on the claves, the wooden sticks. Then a young guy who's playing the turtle shells. There's going to be a video available. You'll be able to see this if you look at the links on the Raven and the Blues page. And then his father, who actually kind of leads the band, to his left is the guy on the cicero, which are like maracas. They're hollowed-out gourds with shells in. And sitting down, a gentleman of indeterminate age, Paul Nabor, on guitar. I'll give you a slight taste. This is music, really, which has been untouched by any other influences. It's Garifuna music, and you can hear the roots way back to the original African roots. Here they are performing on the 1st of January this year, a short taste of Garifuna music. Taste. Sophisticated, it's not. Original, it definitely is. Paul Nabor on guitar and vocals, and then the rest of the band behind. As I say, there is a video which will be available on the website. You'll see the link if you go to the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj/R&B. You'll see an uncut video. It's an hour long. Eventually, when I get the time, I'll be doing some proper editing on it. But for the time being, it's just going to be there for you to watch and see the original Garifuna music being played on the 1st of January this year in the town of Punta Gorda in the province of Toledo in the country of Belize. A fabulous trip. Okay, time for a live guest. It was somebody who came in December of last year. But with the recorded programmes whilst I was away, we couldn't actually feature it within the show. If you've already heard or seen the Tom Doughty session, you can jump now to 43 minutes in, because for the next 14 minutes we go back to the early part of December, and our guest here in the studio, Tom Doughty.
An argument, baby, she's all right. She's is alright with me. Used to make an argument. Baby, she's alright. She's alright with me. She knows all those good things, and I'm as happy as a man can be. Follow me down, down to the deep blue sea. Won't you follow me down? I'm so glad you lived your lonesome life with me. She's a paradise.
It's the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course as an MP3 podcast across the world. We've waited a long time for this, and it's all my fault. Welcome to the studios, kind of, as we move downstairs a bit to Tom Doughty. Tom, welcome to the Raven and the Blues. Luckily, you're down in London and you're at the National Theatre today, so that's kind of good too. So, was that a track from the recent album or the one before that?
Well, neither. That was a track I just play at a lot of my gigs. It's an adaptation of a Bo Carter song, Bo Carter's Advice. I've not recorded it yet. It's often, like a lot of my music, really organic and just will take its own pathway and go wherever it goes. Sometimes there's less verses, sometimes there's more. and for a bloke with cold hands who just arrived, it's a good start.
You say it's organic. Does that mean that every time you do a gig, it changes and it's different from the one before?
Oh, for sure. Yes, I'm an improvisational player. There's two reasons for that. The first reason is I can do it, and I'm lucky I can do it. And the second reason is I'm one of the worst guys for practicing. So I never practice a song so well as I can play it exactly the same every time. And I never learn a song completely. I like them to actually be things that grow and develop and change depending on A, how I'm feeling, B, what the venue's like, what the people who are with me are like, because audiences are people who are with me, you know. We're never against each other. And C, just where the music will take me. I'm a listener, so I listen to my own music as I'm playing it. I try not to think about what I'm doing or where my fingers are going or what string I should be playing. I just listen, and that's my guide.
Is that the way it developed after 1974, in a sense that the music just kind of grew from within you?
Partly. These are great, these stories about where it all began. Apparently, I had a wind-up gramophone when I was a kid. We lived opposite a school, and I used to entertain the kids in the school when I was about four or five with this wind-up gramophone and a collection of 78 records. So I was exposed to music from a very early age. I got fed up with the wind-up gramophone and the 78s and used to put my dinky toys on it, I think. But I've always been a listener, and I always find that I can hear music melodies in my head, so that's not necessarily new.
But when you started to play and then realised that you could play and that actually you could make a career out of playing, is that something, again, where at that stage you as I said, because you play so differently, and I'm not a musician, I just love the music of the blues, I love good music generally, but I'm watching you and I see you play in a very different way because of the way that you kind of had to learn to play, I guess, yeah.
Well, I'm a really lucky lad because I've been two guitarists. I was a regular guitar player, post to having a spinal injury in 1974. And by a regular player, I was a fingerstyle guitar player who had developed a reasonable style of playing in an ordinary fashion. And then in 1974, I had a spinal injury that affected, apart from the obvious bits like my legs, affects the use of my hands quite significantly. I realised I couldn't play a regular guitar. Mm. Not only that, but at the time, I couldn't play a guitar. You know, I could barely fasten me fly. I can still barely fasten me fly, but I can fasten it. but everyday, ordinary activities of daily living were really, really difficult. Tying shoelaces, eating food, using a knife and fork. And I can't say I've learnt to do those things, and my hands are still the same as they always were. But I had this period where guitars were on the wall. Yeah. There was still music in my head. I was still composing it and playing it and knowing what I was doing. But this eternal frustration, because I couldn't actually do the damn thing. So I wasn't playing a guitar literally. And I guess the frustration and the need to play overcame the challenge of doing it. So I started to take guitars off the wall. And after playing maybe 10 times... seven or eight times it would sound abysmal, and I'm not playing it at that stage, I was just making noises on it. Once it might sound okay, and once it would sound good, and the once it sounded good would be enough to spur me on for the next time. And I'd tune the guitar to a chord, put it on my knee, started listening to slide music, started listening to old blues music, and found that without lessons and with my own completely unique approach, I found a way of playing.
Yeah.
And there is hardly any movement in these fingers, but this is my own design of bottleneck, which is half glass and half metal. Glass has got a really, I feel, superior tone, but I wanted something that was very heavy. Mm-hmm. And I stick it on this forefinger. It's jammed
it
on.
It doesn't move.
It is cold in here, listeners. The fine movements are controlled by the wrist, and the fact that my fingers are very flaccid, so when I wobble my wrist about, it'll produce a movement. Right. It'll move that way. But I can't physically move it myself. So my elbow, arm and wrist is doing a lot of very, very fine movements, and I play a lot of inner strings. Mm. The right hand has got a sort of claw-like grip, and again, through a combination of I've adapted the thumb picks that I use, I use a lot of wrist, a lot of upwards, downwards movements, a lot of arm. I'm being careful not to use too much arm because I'll bang your microphone. But yeah, I've developed my own style and I'm still doing it and still learning it.
Right.
And that's a real pleasure. It's a great journey to be on.
Let's go back to music. What are you going to do for me now? Should we change guitars or you want to stay with this deal?
Well, this is really hard. I said to you earlier, doing four songs is really, really hard.
Yeah.
I've brought three guitars, for God's sake. I'd like to play at least two of them. But, that was a Beau Card song, and I feel I'd like to play one of my own numbers now, so I'll stick with this guitar. Zimbabwe, dirty regime. Mugabe, he's a killing machine. I can't make it out, but it's easy to see. The world stands watching, doing nothing, makes no sense to me. The world stands watching, doing nothing, makes no sense. Thank you.
arrival. Vote for me at the end of arrival. Your votes are free. Torture opposition. Starve the population there. People going hungry. He's knighted by my country. Robert Mugabe. He's a killing machine. Come on, do something. Mandela, come on, say something. Makes no sense to me. World stands watching, doing nothing. Makes no sense.
Session. Tom Doughty with a track called Zimbabwe, recorded live, not in the studio on the top deck of the house, but on the Thames, but in my wife's therapy room on the land because we couldn't get his wheelchair up the spiral staircase. A great session, and if you want to see the full session, you can both listen to it and watch it. You'll find that on the Raven and the Blues page, www.raven.dj/R&B. There's a video there as well, and if you have got the bandwidth and the time, watch the video. It's so inspirational how Tom has overcome all the handicaps in the last 30 odd years and to prove to be a really fine guitarist and writer. Great stuff indeed. The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe. Here's a new album from Chas de Paolo. It's called Bluestopia. He's making his debut on the show, and here's a track called Down So Long. Troubles, baby, drown them in the deep blue sea. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
jamming deep blue sea. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Work hard all day, stay home at night, and still my baby tell me I just don't. No, I don't cheat all right. No, I don't. I'm gonna take my troubles, baby, and drown her in the deep blue sea. Oh yeah. Drowning in the deep blue. Down in the deep blue sea, baby, yeah.
Down in the deep blue sea, one of the few tracks on the album not written by Chas DiPaolo. That was the Albert King original, Down So Long, taken from the new CD, Bluestopia. And Chas was in regular contact whilst I was away. Lots of emails, actually, whilst I was travelling. And thanks for all the emails that did come in, and also the donations that came in, too. Some very kind donations. It only if everybody paid towards the programme, all the listeners that we have via the Libsyn podcast, it would be about $2 a year, each of you. That's all. But the reality, of course, is that not everybody donates, and therefore the donations, when they come in for 10, 20, and sometimes even more dollars, are greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. If you did donate over the period, we'll be mentioning your names next week when I get back to somewhat near normal. But anyway, Chas DiPaolo from the new album Bluestopia, more of that in the weeks and months to come. Here's another new album. Her name is Janet Robin, making her debut on the show. The album is called Everything Has Changed, and here she is with a great number called Everybody Falls in Love in Prague.
Another walk today on the Charles Bridge. I find my way with the castle in the distance of my eyes. The night begins to fade with fog. Everybody falls in love in Prague. In Old Town Square, I'm so full of food, but I don't care. I'm in the center of a gothic beating heart. Feed the swans and kiss the god. Everybody falls in love in Prague. Thank you.
say. Janet Robin is her name. Everything Has Changed is the new CD coming out at the end of this month. And there she is with a track called Everybody Falls in Love in Prague. I used to look forward, and still do look forward, or did look forward, to an album coming about once a year from Australia called Blues and Roots Australia, Volumes 1 and 2, so far 6. Number 7 has just arrived, and it says Bar Closed. It's the final CD in the series. But Gillian doesn't explain as to why it's all stopping, which is sad in a way, because it's been a great way to find out about some of the great musicians in Australia. It's a compilation album of some of the bands across the whole width and breadth of Australia, and it really has been a very good taster. I'm not quite sure whether there's going to be something to replace it, but here we are from Volume 7, Blues and Roots, the album called Bar Closed. Here's a gentleman called Dutch Tilders with When I Get Back on My Feet Again.
When I get back on my feet again, I'm gonna take you places, honey, you ain't never seen. When I get back on my feet again, I'm gonna take you places, baby, you ain't never seen. When I get back on my feet again, I'm gonna treat you so fine, you're gonna feel just like you was the queen. When I get back on my feet again, I'm gonna take you to a boutique, honey, buy you the finest dress. When I get back on my feet again, I'm gonna take you to a boutique, honey, buy you the finest dress. When I get back on my feet again, you're gonna look so fine, people are gonna think that you're some princess. When I get back on my feet again, oh, everybody'll come calling. All my friends will come around again. When I get back on my feet again, oh, everybody'll come calling. All my friends will be around again. When I get back on my feet again, oh, they're gonna say something like, hey, Dutchman, where have you been? When I get back on my feet again, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm gonna take you places, honey, you ain't never seen. When I get back on my feet again, I'm gonna take you places, baby, you ain't never seen. When I get back on my feet again, oh, you're gonna look so fine, baby, everybody gonna think that you're the queen. When I get back on my feet again, when I get back on my feet again.
Taken from the album which came out some 5 years ago called Mine and Some I Adopted. That's a track he wrote himself called When I Get Back on My Feet Again. His name is Dutch Tilders, and he's called Dutch Tilders because he comes from Holland but has been living in Australia for, I guess, about the last 30 years. Toured with people like John Mayall, Taj Mahal, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry, and a blues man from Victoria in Australia, and a track taken from the album which has just been issued called Blues and Roots Volume 7, Bar Closed. Sorry, Gillian, it's sad to see it go, really. I'll contact you and see if I can find out why it is closing. That's almost it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. It's been good to be back in the studio on the Thames. It's been great to be away, but it's good to be back. Email, as always, is dave@raven.dj. Website, raven.dj/R&B. You'll see the link to watch Paul Nabor and also all the other new things that have happened while I've been away. Let's close with an album which is called Still Going Strong, just been released by Sandy Mack. It's called Drunked. What a great name. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
I got up, daylight knocked me back down. I woke up this morning, daylight knocked me down. I'm feeling so bad, now I wanna jump into the ground.
Well, I went out last night, stayed out all night long. I went out drinking last night and stayed out all night long. I kept a right on drinking till all my money was gone. I drank a whole lot of beer and then a lot more gin. My buddy come in the bar and set me right back up again. Well, I got up, but the daylight knocked me down. I feel so bad, I wanna jump into the ground. Oh man, hey. Stumble out of bed, I reach up to the freezer and grab an ice pack for my head. I might not feel much better, my eyes are cherry red, but as long as I keep moving people, you know I still ain't dead. Well, I got up, the daylight knocked me back down. I feel so old, bad, now I wanna jump into the ground. You know, the people always tell me they like a bright sunshiny day. I'd give anything for a storm cloud to chase the sun away. Cause I got up, daylight knocked me down. I feel so bad, I wanna jump into the ground. Man, I'm feeling bad right now. Say, woman, what are you doing? Turn that light on. Shut that thing off. You're trying to kill me in here. Put that shade down, baby. It's too early to get up. 11 o'clock. Hey, that was 11 o'clock last night. There ain't no 2-11 o'clock. So get on out of here. Tell that jumping jack to keep that noise down. All that racket going on in here. Trying to get some sleep.